wanted to add around the issue of communication that you raised before you went outside, that maybe one addition that we can put is a question of capacity being on the basis of the current situation and the staff complement in the communication unit, and the task that the portfolio committee feels that the unit should perform in terms of raising the profile of the department. That was the issue of staff complement. But I think currently there are five in the communication, which definitely it, like in other departments, the communication absorbs the bulk of the staff complement in each and every department for them to carry out the mandate and to let the people know what the department is doing. Thank you.
In
our discussion today, allow us even to dance before the gun and maybe play around beyond our scope of work. Look, in HR, we have just mentioned, I think the chairperson, somebody has said, you have just mentioned it. You see, in relation to this feeling of this vacancy, especially the critical vacancies. See, we are talking about it, and the department is always giving reasons, and amongst others, we will state the reasons of finance, how those people is going to be paid, and so on and so on. But why is it maybe that the committee, not necessarily to give recommendations, what more, what other powers in terms of the legislation that we can use, allow me also to use, maybe to enforce the department to fill in those vacancies. We know it might be beyond our control, that part, but because we keep on talking about it, and the department or the DG or even the minister might always give reasons, and valuable reasons, of course, that we may not enforce, to say, yeah, we understand that business, but we want to do this and this and this. What is it that we can do? Because if it is being even said by the auditor general, fill all critical vacant positions, critical ones, that means most of the things will not be conducted very well in the department unless we have skilled and adequate people to fill those vacancies. So is it in our recommendation we use something like MAC, and then we make follow-ups? Somebody has indicated that quarterly we have to check with the department, how far are you with this? Not wait for the time of this, when we talk about it, the annual report and so on and so on, maybe quarterly. And somebody indicated also among the task team or something of the structure that would oversee what's happening within the department, maybe be represented by our chairperson or whoever from the committee to see is it being implemented what we're talking about. The shortcoming that we discover and that we're talking about all the time is being looked into, so that we should not sing this sixpence song every year, because it is just being recorded for the good sake of saying, no, this is the shortcoming that we have discovered, and then we have recommended the following financial year we do the same, the following do the same, and so on and so on. So is there any other thing that maybe we can do alternatively in order to enforce and to tell the department that this you should, and in terms of legislation, must be done? So I'm just picking up that one of the HR. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable. Another member wants to add anything on the
Chair's
recommendations about that. But on what you said, I just want to check, because one of the just to add to say that as much my problem is that when we start understanding the skill, I mean the skill, the people say I'm qualified, but I think there's also no willingness. That's what I project from this person. There's no willingness, and you've got people who've been there for a long time also. You know, people who stay in a place for a long time, you know, they become problematic as well. But one of the issues that I've also picked up is is that that's why I say no willingness. I'm looking at the ages report. I mean, if you are really committed, there are some of the things that you can know. You don't just do anything. I mean, like, look at the financial report to say that, maybe one of the issues that, like, with aging, I mean, if the ages feel that the accounting officer did not take responsible steps to prevent irregular expenditure as required, is it skill or is it unwillingness? But secondly, with regard to the financial performance reporting compliance and the related internal contracts, I mean, really, if we are really deployed in that area, especially on finance, are very critical. Finance and HR are the most critical in the organization. But if we've got such problems that are coming also as variances in a report, then it becomes a problem, you know. I don't know if we just add that as well.
I've read the old aging report. I think one of the issues is, you know,
I mean, you look at supply chain. It says that continuous monitor compliance to the service requirements. So that is, there's a lot of non-compliance. So that means, I always say when there's non-compliance in supply chain, then it's corruption. I think you must be specific about that. It's corruption if there's non-compliance in what you call it. It's total corruption. Because let's say, the government is very clear about the three systems. I think one thing you must state categorically when you enter the corruption, but also the government must move away from deviation. Deviation is corruption. It's just extreme corruption. So people are running away from the three condition system. That's complete corruption. You know, you see, look what the HE picks up. It's what we've been saying to say that senior management must be held accountable for reporting unreliable information. That means that, like, they've been flying, we even do us. So that was one of the issues. On HR, the word I was saying earlier on the level of deliverables is very clear. You know? Financial management, I think one of the issues that you must report at the committee, not only recommendations, but I think, I don't know how you look at each other heading. But the department, I think, undermines the committee. They always bring us the same reports or bring a better to worse. Like the last time we changed them away. They either they bring a better to worse, or they just do it by the way. I think that must be stated. I don't know how we put it under which heading, you know? And, I think, you know, entities with qualifications, you know, we've raised it. It goes back to that point of that I raised on monitoring the entities as well, you know?
Members, is there anyone for it? Onam Niki,
Chairperson, I just want to add what and you said it a couple of times in this committee. You got the idea that the department are not taking this committee serious. And I think we must put this in the strongest language we can. That if they carry on with this sort of attitude, that we're going to report to the portfolio committee on arts and culture, who are they? They are nothing, and We will put them some money around the mouth, and then they will lick it, and we off the hook, and then we go on as we want to. So I think they must be aware of the fact from now on. It's we are not their enemies. We are here to work together for a better arts and culture future for all the people in South Africa. That's our function, and we have to look that happens. That is our function as members of parliament. And they must take a serious. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other member wants to raise anything on the department as well? Maybe just honorable.
Thank you. Sir, we talked a lot this morning about accountability and senior management, etc., etc. I think what to me is most important is the signing of performance agreements by senior management. Because if there are certain targets, certain deliverables, they must stick to that. They must comply with that. And if it doesn't happen, then they must be kept accountable. If the top is 100%. It flows through to the bottom. I think that is where we must sort of lay the accent at the top. And performance agreement is very important, are very important.
There's a time when I was speaking to went to the bathroom, I raised the tackle but not sweet. That if I know it's not taking us, if I even go to the external saying is that tomorrow you won't take the account because you are the chairperson of this committee and you are the one who signed all the report of the Buffalo committee. And this department being cut and paste report. Because the report of the 1st of November 2011 is exactly the report of not the report, the partner's review and recommendation is exactly the one, just put the wording otherwise in one of this one. But it's exactly the same report they give it to us. And the same excuse they made. But there's no progress. There's no progress. So history will tell us. And you remember in V226, when we were dealing with them, so they were saying the committee of the portfolio committee of Arts and Council of Parliament was saying this and this and this. So say, I even feel today. Before in the house, you will, as committee chairperson, number two, when they adopt it in the house, you must make a brief statement, chairperson, before you give your recommendation in that house. You must make a brief statement. I mean, we are not buyers of anybody here. We are representatives of the people of South Africa. The poor. It is those people who put the trust in us to come to present them in Parliament. But we can't allow that official take advantage of us. They actually misled us if they come to bring a cut and paste report. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. Something else, we haven't mentioned it, and I think it's very important. It's all in connection with conferences organized by the Department of Arts and Culture. You are aware of the fact, you know, in a very late stage, you know, we sort of realized, for instance, one of my friends called me about the name-changing conference at Emperor's Palace on the 11th and 13th April, and nobody from the department phoned me or said to me there's a conference. My friend said to me about it, then I phoned the department, and I attended that conference. And the same it was with the Cliptown conference. It was, we were noticed in a very short time frame, especially this last one in the recess. It's about the historical Bavarum, whatever, of the African continent at Johannesburg. So there was a couple of us attending that, but it was very, very short notice. And Johnny can acknowledge the fact that it was very, very short notice. And Java, I think, also knows about it. So please, department, let us know. We are very important role players in this whole space. And why must we always, at the last moment, know what is going on? Thank you.
Yes, as was said, but one that I want to mention now. This one, one of the senior management, I was trying to really capture how one could turn this into a recommendation rather. Because when one talks of, I mean, the report and the opinion of the AG is saying senior management to be held responsible. Now, the question I have, in fact, in me, is this management, remember, most of the top positions are very temporary. And when I try to link the responsibility that is mentioned by you, or just right, but how are these temporal people holding the temporal, important temporal position going to take responsibility? How can we as a committee look at that and probably recommend something regarding this, you know, and put it a little bit, you know, harder, that it is important, or even, you know, say something that is a little strong on time frame of this, say before this time you should do this, so that they are held responsible when they are done. This is what I hear. So I wanted to say that, you know, we rather probably recommend that the department has got to take it serious and make sure that they fill up these positions for permanency before end of March, it says, and hear what they can do, and rather look at what they would have done. Thank
you.
I think a very important point we have to put emphasis on is a lot of the chief financial officers that play a very important role in the organization, but they are acting. We know the minister said there's a it's a problem to get to attract the correct people to the department, and they must look at ranking or re-rank the positions and so on. But this must be given very, very, very important emphasis as soon as possible. Because acting CFO is easy. You can look over a couple of mistakes and next month you're gone. Thank you.
We have wondered though that the report that's supposed to be adopted today, supposed to be in by today, but even if made a fine, we won't rush because what we are supposed to do, we're supposed to adopt it today and with the recommendations that we've made, with all the recommendations. So I'm not sure what the members, okay, the capturing, we're not sure what the capturing be like now. So, what do you suggest?
I think, Chairperson, in all honesty to the administrative staff, people, I'm not judging their ability to rewrite what we said today, but I think in all honesty to us, before we can adopt, we have to see the final document, and we have to approve the final document. I think that's the only way that we can go, and I can't see anything else that we can do. So we can't adopt it today.
Anyone else?
Member?
Chairperson? I'm really not sure about the urgency of this, you know. Although we were supposed to have actually adopted this today, you know, I think we can adopt it, but what do you think at the urgency of it, if we must do it? Because also, we also need to complete our job, I would agree, really, you know, if there is no urgency on this matter. I'm not sure about the urgency of it. But if not, very urgent, because we have actually corrected certain things here, and with our recommendation, and if it's not urgent, then put it as one of the top items, you know, next meeting. That's all of it. so that we do, you know. I wanted us to just, you know, cut on this and look, and for us to just look broadly onto that before we really take the final.
Is it not supposed to be finished before the MTB business, this MTB is what's it, which is tomorrow afternoon?
If it is possible, maybe between two, other people have learned, between two and three, if it is because we finalize at that time, then we can maybe check if we can get some for 10 minutes or 20 minutes, just to look at that final document. The house thing at 3 o'clock today. Now, normally we have lunch till 2, 1 to 2. Now, in between the 2 and 3, if it is possible, maybe that we can do that better.
Chairperson, as you know, Elan and I will have good talk, PDMS agreements with our party. So we can offer to study, for instance, 240, 245. We can quickly, if it's finished, please email it to us, and then we can quickly in between start to read and look at everything and so on, but not before 2:40. I'm not sure. My colleague is in the meeting till 2:40, so 2:45.
Thank you, members, for the time.